18th, 2021. And I say that because tomorrow is Sunday, September 19th, and it's what all of you Raiders fans have been waiting for. Look, we're going to get into this. Mr. Picks is going to join me later, and we are going to congratulate the Raiders. And I have to say that before we get carried away in the show. What a hell of a game Monday night, knocking off the Baltimore Ravens. But this week, a tougher matchup on the road in Pittsburgh, and that is where I'm at right now. I am in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with Mr. Picks, and we are getting ready to go over last night's, the Thursday night game that was played, and then we are going to get into all of the games played Sunday, including, yes, the big one, and the Monday night game between Green Bay and Detroit. So without any further ado, let's get the man here who has, in 2 weeks, folks, nailed down the Thursday night football games, making money already. He's right here in Pittsburgh with me, Mr. Picks. What's up,
hey,
Jeff Lambert?
Me G. Hey, man. Let me be the first one to say, welcome home.
Oh, yes. Yes. It is good to be back in Pittsburgh.
Yes, sir.
And as we have already seen, the silver and black is all over the place.
Hey, me G, it feels good. Hey, I'm talking about, man, it's just the everything about Pittsburgh is good, man. I done been a lot of places, man, and hey, all over the world. And when I come here, man, the fans of your show, the fans of Mr. Picks, and just the people, period, in Pittsburgh always just show that energy, man.
And that's true. And here's the crazy thing, because I mean, look, we all had favorite teams growing up as kids, and I can assure you that me and Mr. Picks, we have been Pittsburgh Steelers fans since the baby days, okay? But I also support the Las Vegas Raiders, and believe me, folks, this is not going to be one of those shows where you're going to hear a lot about the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll talk about that when we get to that matchup, but I know that the Raider fans are really psyched up and geeked up. As a matter of fact, I sat on a plane with a couple of them coming out this way, and believe me, you know, after a game like Monday night, you have to understand why they are pumped up, Jeff.
Hey.
That was a hell of a game.
That was a hell of a game. Yeah. It was a hell of a game, man.
To start the Monday night football off in such a way that, the Raiders lost the game, they won the game, they lost the game, and they won the game.
You lose a game twice in one game.
That's basically what happened. Oh, man. So, hey, before we even get too carried away, folks, I always have to remind you that the Mean Gene Show is brought to you by Presidential Limousine by Captain. It's the official limousine service of the Mean Gene Show. There's absolutely no way you can experience Las Vegas until you ride in the Presidential Limousine by Captain. If you're coming to Vegas, you make your reservations now by calling 702-438-5466. I know a lot of you did that last week when you were there for the Ravens game, so you already know about it. You've been listening to the show, and Presidential Limousine was busy. They didn't have a limo available. And you can also text them at 702-410-6057. They'll respond right away. The show is also brought to you by the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Experience the award-winning Soul of Motown, a high-energy concert-style musical tribute celebrating Motown legends. This is a must-see during your Las Vegas vacation getaway. For reservations, call 888-796-3564. All right, we have a big show. We have to recap Thursday night game between the Washington football team and the Giants, and then we are going to jump into all of the games, including the big one, the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Las Vegas Raiders. So, Mr. Picks, let's start with the game on Thursday night. The Thursday night game between the Washington football team and the Giants turned out to be a better game than anybody expected.
Anybody expected, but me and Jane, my phone has been blowing up with all the texting and all the calls trying to come through saying, Mr. Picks, thank you. You know, after, you know, this is like when you pay all your bills type thing and you mm-hmm. say, man, I'm going to use my last few dollars to try to get some of this bill money back.
It's a song called Last $2.
Hey, and these guys been like, hey, Mr. Picks, you helped me out of buying and you don't even know it, man. Let me send you something. And I was like, man, hey, the thank you was payment enough, man, to just, you know, let people know that Mr. Picks, hey, he's on the job, man. I'm not only doing this for my pockets, but I'm doing this for everybody's pockets, you know. And so, man, these guys was like, man, what you picked last night, we didn't even think. And like I tell people, a lot of this, and I always tell people, hey, don't if you don't have it, don't just go out and gamble your last right. or gamble your bill money off. You know, hey, you know, and they got a hotline if you feel like you got a problem to call. So I tell people, hey, this is just, you know, something that entertainment, just like football and anything else. But man, these guys was just like, I told them last night, take the Giants to cover.
Right.
The Giants covered. It was like 3.5 points that they was, you know, given a favor to lose by, right. basically. And I was like, hey, man, I feel like the Giants coming out, you know, on a little rough side from years back, and people look at the Giants, oh, they're going to still be the same Giants. And they covered, man. They
59
covered.
Points. I mean, you had talked a little bit before that game took place. And
I called you earlier because right. I was like, hey, I'm finna get on in the wind.
Right,
I'm
right, right.
In Pittsburgh. And we got here, and, you know, and I got hold of the game. And I think at the halftime,
right.
I think they were behind. I said, right. Jane, it's going to turn around.
Yeah, you did.
I
you
said,
did say
hey,
that.
Man. And I said, and it's going to go over because I believe it was like 41.5 points.
Wow.
You know?
Didn't see the did so. In case you didn't know, the Washington football team defeated the New York Giants 30-29, and two quarterbacks that were one. How about Heineke? You know that guy's got Taylor Heineke,
mm-hmm.
good name. Love that name. Love that beard too, by the way. And Daniel Jones, I ripped Daniel Jones apart. He got drafted very high by the Giants a couple of years ago, and the boy showed out. He showed out. Both of those quarterbacks looked great, and mm-hmm. Dallas Cowboy fans, y'all got trouble in y'all division. But anyway, yeah, so they covered the spread was covered, right?
Everything was covered.
And the over and under.
The over and under was covered. It went over. I told them to take the over, 41.5. At the end of the day, Mean Gene, a lot of these games, man, people get to looking at, they're not going to do this because they look back at what the team did on last
right.
week and thinking that it's either going to be a blowout or upset. That's why I come into play to give y'all the best, not some of the best. I give you the best outlook on how to kind of tell you, hey, man, it's going to be like this. I understand you got guys that's great on every team.
You were on point. I have to give it to you. And, I mean, that's why you missed the picks. That's why we have you on the show during the NFL season, because you're going to make people money. And speaking of making money, we get a chance to make a little bit at the Rivers Casino. Now, I know that's a shameless plug because they damn sure ain't paying me to say it. Nothing like Las Vegas, of course. I know. Nothing. But still, you know, when you're in Rome, you got to do as the Romans. But normally when we come up to Pittsburgh, we have fun over at the Rivers Casino, and we can get our bets in for all the NFL games kicking off tomorrow.
And Mr. Picks was in there last night, and they was like, Mr. Picks, what you got for that? I just got here. Let me, you know, hey. For
they
the
know
ones
you
that
well
follow
at that
me,
winner's cage.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
we got some pictures of you. So, all right. We're going to do the first half of these games here, and we'll come back in the second half and do the rest of the games and get you all the way up to Monday night. Let's start with the first game on the schedule. The New Orleans Saints, they are unbeaten at the Carolina Panthers. They are unbeaten. And Jameis Winston put up, big-time touchdowns last week. He had 5. Sam Darnold beat his old team, the New York Jets, 19-14. Who you got in this game? From a point spread perspective.
Right now they have New Orleans favored to win by 3 points, and the over and under is 44.5.
Okay.
I'm gonna go, Mean Gene. If it stays like this before the kickoff, if it sits the way it's gonna sit, I'm gonna go with the Panthers. With the plus three.
Okay.
And also, I'm going to take the over in this game, Mean Gene.
Okay.
Over 44.5.
Over 44. Well, just a straight-up pick, and just from, you know, stats here from last week, I think Jameis, I'm so happy he got that job, and I think the Saints are going to surprise people. Hold on, Tom Brady. You may not win that division. You might make the playoffs, but the Saints are coming back. I don't think the Panthers are ready for them just yet. So I like the Saints to just straight up win this game here on Sunday. The next game we have is the Cincinnati Bengals. They are unbeaten, and they are playing the Chicago Bears. Bears fans, you driving me crazy calling for Justin Fields. Wait for it. Wait for it. You don't want this kid to get out there and get banged up, and then you have nothing. Then you are stuck with Andy Dalton. Mm-hmm. But how about this? They got Nick Foles on that team, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And before I even play a rookie, I would go get Nick Foles. He just won a Super Bowl a couple of years ago, remember?
True.
So, true. But anyway, back. Okay, so Bears get beat Sunday night by the Rams, 34-14. Mm-hmm. That's why they're calling for Justin Fields, of course. Mm-hmm. They don't want Andy Dalton. Cincinnati got rid of him. The Cowboys got rid of him. But the Cincinnati Bengals, you know, Joe Burrow was hurt last year. He's back now.
True.
They got the win there in that AFC North. Mm-hmm. So they got a win right there with the Pittsburgh Steelers there in that division. So what are we looking at on this game?
Cincinnati got the win, like you said, last week. And, hey, anything can happen any given Sunday. It's always any given Sunday. Right now, what we're looking at with Vegas, they have Chicago favored to win by 2.5 points with the over and under at 45, Mean Gene.
Ooh.
Chicago, I feel like, is on a – that was just kind of breaking them in type thing. Mm-hmm. So I think that Chicago will cover if it sits the way it is right now. I believe Chicago will cover that easily, 2.5 points, you know. Plus, I say Chicago win by a touchdown.
I'm gonna roll with you on that one. I like Chicago to get this game done at home. I don't know who's gonna be. Well, I know Dalton is set to start. Who knows what's gonna happen? They might do a little trickery like the 49ers do. They bring in both quarterbacks in.
Exactly.
So I like the Chicago Bears to win to win that game at home. Also, next game we have is the Houston Texans at the Cleveland Browns. Now, Browns got close to beating Kansas City last week. Boy, it was close, but they just didn't pull it out. They lost 33-29. But the Houston Texans, the team that we've talked about all year for the wrong reasons, Deshaun Watson, they win with Tyrod Taylor. And the Texans surprisingly beat the Jacksonville Jaguars with the Urban Meyer and the quarterback with the long, pretty hair. Oh, Trevor Lawrence. I guess I'm jealous because I'm bald, but
both are.
Yeah,
he could give us both.
You know, hey, you know, my son said Trevor Lawrence looked like a younger version of Fabio. Only old school people would remember Fabio.
Yes.
So he was a muscle freak with the long hair. This is
exactly.
Okay. But anyway, Browns can't afford to go down 2-0.
Hey, 0-2.
I'm sorry.
I got here. I've already got the ticket. So if you was following me on any type of social platform, I posted the ticket up. So I'm sealing the deal. This is Mr. Picks, I think, is my top of the line. Because I was actually going to put this, and I tell people I don't really recommend the parlay, but it is a sucker bet.
Yeah,
but me personally, I'm a sucker. I'm a lollipop sticker stick at me. I play it.
Oh, my
goodness. I didn't get here in time enough. The flight didn't get in. And, I got here, but I didn't get here time enough to bet to place my bet in on it, because I was going to put last night's game with this game.
Okay.
Actually, with this game. And, and to just give you an aspect of how the money would have played out.
Right.
With me, I was going to say, hey, I'm going to go all the way out. I'm going to put a $100 bet would have won me on a three-teamer. Would have won me $600 and some odd
okay.
for a three-teamer on a $100 bet. I took the Giants.
Okay.
And I was going to put it with the Cleveland game, this game tonight.
Okay.
And I'm still solid because I did mix another ticket together.
Okay.
So I took Cleveland plus, I got it at 12.5. It's up to 13 now. So I'm taking the Cleveland Browns to cover the 13 points and to go over 48 this game.
All right. You heard him. I'm going to go with Cleveland. I think they rebound. I think they get it done. They might even win big. This is a Texans team that wasn't supposed to win any games. Surprisingly, got the win last week. But I think Baker Mayfield, Cleveland, they pissed off him last week. Should have beat Kansas City, but they didn't. So I got Cleveland in this one.
And everybody's looking like, Mr. Picks, how would you take this? How well that Houston performed last week? And now you figure they're going to get whooped by 13 points, 12 and a half points, 13 mm-hmm. points, however, whoever, if you got it earlier or sooner. But right. I'm just like, hey, man, it's politics.
Yeah.
It's the pitch
yeah.
study this.
I know. You do.
They
you
at
do.
Home, and they want to come back off a rib. Because if you lose this week.
You're 0-2. Yeah. Right. You're looking so up at Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore.
And Baltimore, exactly. Yeah. And I'm talking about Bengals have always been last for
yes.
years.
Yes.
And you figure Bengals in front of
them. Well, they got the quarterback.
With the quarterback.
They got, yeah,
exactly.
they got Joe Burrow's back now. So.
Exactly. So, hey, if Cleveland doesn't win this game, man.
Ooh.
Hey.
Be a lot of happy fans in the state of Pennsylvania.
A whole lot of dog faces looking real sad.
I know. A lot of happy people in Las Vegas, too, because of AFC, you know, that whole thing there. So, anyway. How about this? The next game, Los Angeles Rams 1-0. They beat the brakes off the Bears last Sunday night at the Indianapolis Colts with Carson Wentz. They lost to Seattle. Hey, how do you like opening your season up with Carson Wentz and Seattle staring at you? Russell Wilson had a great game against them last week. But straight up, I'm taking the Rams. I think the Rams are going to be great. Matthew Stafford fit in well with this team.
Yes.
And he just seemed like he just went from the East Coast to the West Coast and playing lights out. So I like the Rams.
Exactly. I'm on board with you, Mean Gene, with this one here because, like I say, and I tell everybody, it's always we do this show, and this was before kickoff. And so anything can change. And right now I'm basing on what Vegas have this game, all these games riding on. Right now the Rams are favored to win by 3.5 points, and the over and under is at 48. If it sits like this at the 3.5 points, Mean Gene, I'm going to take the Rams to cover that and some to beat the Colts. And also, I believe this game is going to be kind of high. It's going to go up over 48.
All right. I like that. I like that. Yeah, I just think the Rams are going to be an exciting team. You know, the Super Bowl is at their stadium in February of next year. So, next game, moving right along here. What do we got, though? It looks like we got about maybe 7 more minutes left in this first half of the show, so we're going to move it right along. Denver Broncos, 1-0 at the Jacksonville Jaguars. There we go, Trevor Lawrence, baby Fabio, is going to be at home and hosting the Denver Broncos and Teddy Bridgewater, who got the win last week over those same Giants that beat they didn't beat Washington, but that same Giants team, the competitive Giants team. So, and this was at New York. Maybe they caught him off guard, or maybe Teddy Bridgewater is the real deal. I'm going with the Broncos.
I believe Teddy Bridgewater is the real deal. I've always been rooting for Teddy, man. And, you know, not just because, you know, Teddy Pendergrass, you know.
hey,
I don't Teddy's know, always I don't know been great. Our listeners. Teddy's always been
some,
great.
Some of you so. Young folks was born to Teddy Pendergrass. You just didn't know what your mom and dad was doing with Teddy Pendergrass.
Exactly. So right now, Denver's favored to win by 6 points, Mean Gene, and the over and under is 45.5 on this game. I'm going to go with Jacksonville, man. I like Teddy, but I think that Jacksonville will cover, you know, I won't say they're going to win.
Okay.
I'm just going to say they will cover.
Well, they're at home. It's their first home game for Trevor Lawrence because they started out on the road.
And when you got
Houston
a guy
last week.
When you got a guy that comes into the league with a chip on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or you done put all these expectations on him.
Way too much.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. I'm not, like I say, I don't think he's going to win, but I think he will do enough to cover the 6-point spread.
Okay.
You know, and
I agree
then
with you on that one.
As far as the over and under in this game, Gene is sitting at, like I say, 45.5. I'm going to say that this game will basically, I'm going to take the under in this game.
Okay.
I'm going to take the under in this game.
Yeah. I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
The next one we have is the Buffalo Bills. Lose last week to the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-16. They are on the road in Miami. Miami got the win over New England. How about that? Tua Tagovailoa got the win over Mac Jones, the guy who basically stole the job from Cam Newton there in New England. But the Dolphins at home, Buffalo, I tell you what, Miami, Buffalo's pissed. Buffalo's pissed from losing last week. I think Buffalo going to come in and lay one on them. I got the Bills in this one.
Right now, Vegas has Buffalo to win by 3 points with over and under at 47 with three.
Oh,
my money is on Miami.
Oh my
Buffalo
goodness.
Goes down in two.
Did not know it was such a close. Interesting though.
Back to back losses.
Wow.
Buffalo is going down with Miami. Everybody, they look at Buffalo.
Steeler Nation, Raider Nation, you got to love if Buffalo goes down 0-2.
Buffalo goes down in two. Back-to-back hits. They're going to go back-to-back hits on this one, Mean Gene.
Yeah, anytime those big powerful AFC teams lose, like what the Raiders did to Baltimore and what Pittsburgh did to – I mean, it just set up perfectly for the game coming up Sunday. I'm going with the Bills though.
I'm going with Miami, and okay. I think this game is going to go up under the 47.5.
Next game, New England Patriots 0-1 at the New York Jets 0-1. Both looking for their first win of the season. The young rookie quarterback Zach Wilson not too bad last week. Same thing for Mac Jones, but they both lost. The two rookie quarterbacks looking for their first win. I got New England. I just think that I think Bill Belichick will be ready for the Jets, so I got New England winning.
You're going to take New England with this one. Yes. Right now, New England is favored to win by 6 points, and the over and under is 43, Mean Gene. I'm going to go with the Jets. I took the Jets last week. If I'm not mistaken, I got to go back and do, but I took the Jets. So I'm going to go back again with the Jets, and believe when I tell y'all, when I call these teams out, most of it is just the cover.
Okay.
On the betting side of it, it's the cover. I'm not saying that they're going to win. I'm just saying if you're better, I'm going with the better aspect of this.
Yeah, I see what you're trying to say there.
Yeah. So I'm going to take the Jets to cover the 6 points on this, Mean Gene.
All right, just a couple of minutes left, and we're at the bottom of the hour, so perfect timing here. San Francisco 49ers at the Philadelphia Eagles. Both won last week. Eagles beat the brakes off the Falcons. I'm going to stop rooting for the Falcons. And the 49ers hung in there. They outlasted the Detroit Lions 41-33. Oh, my goodness. I got the 49ers winning. I know the game is at Philly, but I got the 49ers winning.
Right now, Vegas have the 49ers favored to win by 3 points. Philadelphia Eagles is the underdog. Over and under, 49.5, Mean Gene. I'm putting my money on the Eagles to cover 3 points. I'm going to go with the Eagles.
We got a lot of disagreements here on this second week of the NFL
Eagles
season.
Eagles is going to take over their division. I'm going to rock with the Eagles.
You're going to rock with Jalen Hurts the rookie Heisman Trophy winning wide receiver, Devontae Smith?
I only got one true friend that's an Eagles fan, Big T.
Yeah.
Big T, hey, I'm gonna ride with you.
Listener in Dallas.
Man.
Of all places to be an Eagles fan in Dallas.
Exactly. Terry, I'm gonna rock with you, man, on this here. I'm gonna go with the Eagles to win this, man. I think they're gonna win right out with this, and the over and under is 49.5 on this game, Mean Gene. I'm going to say that this game is going to go under the 49.5, though. But I believe that the Eagles will take this.
All right, folks. You heard it. Mr. Picks called that one there. And I'm going with the 49ers. And guess what? We are at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, coming up next, Pittsburgh Steelers, Las Vegas Raiders here on the Mean Gene Show. You are listening to the Mean Gene Show on KDWN 720 AM, 101.5 FM in Las Vegas. Welcome back, folks, to the second half of the Mean Gene Show on KDWN AM 720, 101.5 FM in Las Vegas. And hope you enjoy your weekend. We are doing our NFL Week 2 countdown and analysis. I am here with Mr. Picks. He is giving you all of the odds and tips and things that you're going to need before Sunday's games. You should listen to this and make sure you're taking your notes, because Mr. Pick's got his notes all over the place here. And I'm just going off my dumb knowledge that I know. I'm not going to say dumb knowledge, because I have spent a lot of time covering the NFL. But, I mean, it's, you just never know what's going to happen. But for the most part, Vegas rules.
All the time. All the time.
You would never beat the house. All right, this, the show is brought to you by Presidential Limousine by Captain. Make sure you call them when you come to Las Vegas. You need a limo. You want to ride in style up and down the strip, impress your friends, your girl, whatever you got going on. 702-438-5466. And why don't you just take that same limo over to the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino and catch the musical Motown. This is called Soul to Motown, high energy concert style musical tribute celebrating Motown legends. You can get tickets for that show. Just call 888-796-3564. Sound like I got choked up here. You know, I'm getting choked up because I can't wait till we talk about this game that's coming
up. I'm just listening.
Yeah, get those tickets for the Soul to Motown over at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort Casino. 888-796-3564. I wish I could do a drum roll. See, this is why, like, if we were in the studio, Mark would, you know, hook us up with the drum roll.
Exactly.
But for all you young folks out there, let me give you a little bit of history about this next matchup here. It's probably one of the, it's a rivalry. You may not have seen many of these matchups between these two teams, but you can ask any Oakland Raider, L.A. Raider, Las Vegas Raider, maybe not the Las Vegas Raiders because they don't know as much, but Pittsburgh Steelers, Oakland Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders, L.A. Raiders. This has been a classic matchup. Two of the most well-respected teams in the AFC. You will not find teams with the history that the Raiders and the Steelers have. And I have to go as far as saying that the owners of the Steelers, the owners of the Raiders, trailblazers when it came to the advancement of women and advancement of African Americans. These two teams, no other teams in the NFL has done more for minorities than the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Las Vegas Raiders. And so that's why, you know, this game is going to be special on a lot of reasons. But let's talk about it. Let's talk about the big Sunday matchup. September 19th, Sunday, 1 o'clock on the East Coast start time at Heinz Field. Me and Mr. Picks, we will be at the game, of course, and give you a little history. Starting with the Pittsburgh Steelers, they went up to Buffalo. No one expected them to beat the Buffalo Bills. They beat them 23-16. Just like last year, it seems like this team started out slow in first half and finished strong in the second half. Go to Monday night. First time in Allegiant Stadium. First time people were allowed in that beautiful stadium there, which I can't wait to go to. Monday night, the Las Vegas Raiders was on center stage, got the attention of everybody. They beat the Baltimore Ravens in overtime, 33-27. And now these two storied franchises meet up because this is the Immaculate Reception.
Thank
part
you.
What? Seven, maybe.
Thank you. And for all you Raiders fans that is flying into Pittsburgh International, please stop by and get you a picture with Mr. Franco. And he's down there giving you the Immaculate Reception statue. He's showing y'all what he did to you. So get you a picture.
It's funny because they got that same picture of Franco Harris in Oakland, and he's dropping the ball. The ball actually touched the ground.
Oh my! So when you come through the airport,
Raiders got a different perspective of that. That ball hit the ground, man. If you can just go watch some of the stories on NFL films, Google it, go to YouTube. It is, man. That game right there is crazy.
Hey, if you are any type of Raiders fan or Pittsburgh Steelers fan, when these two teams outside of Pittsburgh and Dallas, when these two teams match up, people fly from across the country all over the world.
Because
this matchup is like a revenge.
Look here. The Raiders will always, and I guarantee you, conversations in the stadium come Sunday will be, that was not a catch.
Do you think we're going to see Franco on the field?
Franco probably shouldn't. When he's at home, he can show up. But if Franco shows on the field, right, the silver and black crowd that's going to be there is going to boo. They do not want. That's like seeing a ghost in your sleep.
Hey,
you do not want to see Franco Harris. But let's get to this game here. You know, times it, what are we, 30, 40 years later almost? But big time game here. Big time game for both teams because they both in the AFC. They're not in the same division, but they're in the same conference, and wins matter. Both of them are undefeated. I tell you what, and I looked at the game, you know, from a perspective, and I'm going to make a sensible pick here because I just think the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, you know, how they shut down Josh Allen, who is a much better quarterback than Derek Carr, and I think people would agree with me, but mm-hmm. Derek Carr put up 435 yards last week. So that Pittsburgh defense is going to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Steelers winning this game, and I think it's going to be kind of close.
Well, right now, Vegas got Pittsburgh to win by 6 points with the over and under at 47. Okay. I'm gonna go with you on Pittsburgh. I'm gonna ride with Pittsburgh, not just because of my team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna rock with the Pittsburgh Steelers, man, to cover this. But I don't believe this is gonna be a high scoring game like everybody thought with Baltimore and the Raiders was last week. This is not gonna be those type of numbers. It's not gonna even be close. I don't even think the Raiders really gonna show up. I personally don't think the Raiders gonna show up. You know,
I think the
defense is going to shut them down. It's going to be a lot of interceptions thrown by Carr. And I
won't go that far because I got to say the game, the Raiders probably, I don't even want to say, and I think Raiders fans would agree with me. You don't want to say that was Monday night was the best game that you've played, you know, in a while. It actually is, though. But I mean, this season is still young. You know, it's going to take a lot more effort, though, to go up against this defense of the Steelers, which the Ravens were depleted. They most of their defenders were injured, and the Raiders still struggled, you know, beating a team. But you got a solid Pittsburgh Steelers defense. But, you know, hey, Derek Carr, I didn't see the 435 yards even watching it. I was shocked to look at the box score to see that he had passed for 435 yards. I don't think that's going to happen in back-to-back games for Derek Carr.
No. And that game really for you to have to come back against another good defense, kind of like Baltimore was working with they kind of let down with the numbers that was put up. But I think that with this game going, Mean Gene, it was a study film that for the Steelers to sit back.
Because they had a chance to watch it on Monday night, right?
Exactly.
They
had a chance to look and kind of see and watch. And I just think.
But how about Max Crosby, defensive end for the Raiders, had two sacks there against Baltimore. He was your AFC player of the week, one of your AFC players for the week. But I tell you what, Steelers defense, better watch out for Darren Waller. That is the number one tight end.
That was the reason I said that they gonna already figure him out.
If he gets his way, it could be a long day for the Steelers defense.
If Carr continues to do like he did in the Monday night game, you pretty much showed that this is your go-to guy. You exposed your go-to guy. This is the only guy that you feel like I feel comfortable that's going to put numbers up for a car.
Until he hit the game winner with Zay Jones. That was pretty clutch.
Yeah, but
that got to be that wide open.
You gotta do more than a one-man, two-man show, you and the receiver. You got other players.
Yeah.
And if everybody kind of figured
out. I didn't like seeing that because it was, even though he's a big target.
Yeah.
He's a big target. You know, to hold, but you know, against this Pittsburgh Steelers defense, I wouldn't try Darren Waller. I would try to get Renfrow, get Zay Jones, get some other people involved.
You got too many guys to cover. You got Fitzpatrick out there. You got Bush out there to cover. You got Hayden out there. All these guys, man, already see.
I'm gonna throw a name out for Sunday's game between the Steelers and the Raiders. Bryan Edwards. The other wide receiver over on the Raiders side, he could have a big game. Over on the Steelers side, with so many wide receivers, it's hard to tell who Claypool has yet to, you know. It's still a young season, though, so we should see.
Defense is going to play a big factor in this game. That's why I told you that this is going to go up under 47.
Okay.
So
we both picked Pittsburgh to win. Mm-hmm. All right, so we spent about 10 minutes on this game. I mean, we're in Pittsburgh, so we have to. I mean, we're here to cover the Raiders and the Steelers, a big historical matchup. This game has so much history there, so we had to spend some time on that now, which only gives us 14 minutes to knock out the other picks. Minnesota Vikings 0-1 at the Arizona Cardinals. Boy, I tell you, Mr. Picks called it, and I'm on his bandwagon with these Arizona Cardinals. They went to Tennessee and just stunned them. And I'm also on Tennessee's bandwagon, too, because the Titans, I just figured, okay, they're going to have to punch it in. They get Julio Jones, and what does he do? He come in and show his ass, right? And not literally, but, I mean, he just did some stupid stuff, and I can't say what his coach said he did. It was dumb stuff.
Yeah.
It was an S word, but not stuff. But anyway, Minnesota Vikings, it's a team that just plays football and goes nowhere. Mm-hmm. Give Devin Cook the ball. Let him run it all day. I don't know what you're doing, Kirk Cousins. But I got the Cardinals winning. I'm going to ride with the Cardinals. Arizona.
I'm telling you, that's why I keep telling you, you got to watch out for Murray. Murray is a up and coming. I can see this kid, man, being one of the a long shot type guy. You know what I'm saying? People look at his size.
Don't let the size fool you.
Exactly. And that's what a lot of people base his size, man. And as a person of size, you look at a person, you look at that, that's what everybody is trying to, you know, take from me, that I'm not going to be one of the greats.
Well, you know, short people always have a complex anyway.
Yeah. I hope none of our family members are listening to this.
If he plays with a short man attitude, then hell, he's going to be very successful.
Hey.
All right, that's just a joke, okay? Was a joke.
And with his size ability, in his quickness, that's the thing.
Yeah.
He makes up for it in speeds. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
Kingsbury is doing a job. And look what he's got. He got DeAndre Hopkins.
Exactly.
He's got his defense.
When you got a short guy that's hard to get at, and he's real quick, and you talk about you got 300 and some pounds trying to get at him.
Right.
There's only 145 pounds or something. It's hard.
And then he gets to go on the sideline, cross his arms, because he's got J.J. Watt out there playing defense for him.
Exactly.
So, he's got Buda Baker out there playing defense for him. I mean.
Exactly. So right now.
I got the Cardinals.
Right now, Vegas got the Cardinals to win 3.5 points with 50.5 over and under on this, Gene. I'm going, once again, I'm backing the Cardinals to cover the 3.5. And this game is going to go over. I take it that the Vikings will put up some numbers, but I take it that the Cardinals are going to put up a lot more numbers.
Yeah, their cousin put up over 350-something yards passing last week. So
exactly.
I do like the Cardinals. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this next game because, for one, okay, I already told you the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got the easiest schedule in the NFL for a Super Bowl winning team, right? And they host. How do you start the season off with hosting two games at home? You just won the Super Bowl. This is another reason why they have an easy schedule. They hosted Dallas. They haven't left Tampa since the damn Super Bowl.
True.
Okay, so they hosted Dallas, and now they're hosting the Falcons. Mm-hmm. And people, if I sound like I got an attitude, I do. I have wasted so many picks on the Atlanta Falcons. And this is I can't do it no more. I cannot roll with the Atlanta Falcons no more. Tampa Bay wins. And probably wins big.
Right now, Vegas have Tampa favored to win by 12.5 points.
12.5 is a lot.
Over and under is 52. Right now, Mean Gene, I'm going with Tampa to cover that 12.5 points. And just like
sick and what's tired
the song?
Of,
what's the song say? I'm all the way up. We going over 52.
I'm just sick. Atlanta, I just can't do it no more. And I'm sorry, Falcons fans, but you got to understand this team is still got the Super Bowl blues from, you know, a few years ago. All right, next game we have. Oh yeah, this is gonna be a good one. Then Raiders fans, the Steelers fans, you can watch this game after your game. The Dallas Cowboys 0-1 at the Los Angeles Chargers. They're going to play in that beautiful stadium at SoFi. I tell you what, I got the Chargers because the Cowboys are hurt on defense. Zeke does, he forgot how to run, and Dak passed the ball way too much last week. Mm-hmm. And I think the Chargers are going to be waiting for him. I got the Chargers winning this one.
Right now, Chargers are favored to win by 3.5 points at home. With the over
and half,
under, 3.5
okay.
With the over and under at 55, I'm going to go with the Chargers. I'm taking the Chargers with the 3.5 points. And then, Mean Gene, I'm going to take this game to say this is going to go over 55. I believe Dak will put up some numbers and everything, and I believe this game is going to go over.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit because we got a little extra time here with this Cowboys game here. So in case you didn't know, the Dallas Cowboys, they lose DeMarcus Lawrence. He won't be on the field. The Lael Collins was suspended for 5 games or 6 games. He's, you know, one of the big guys they drafted years ago. And Randy Gregory so far is doing okay. You know, somebody's always going to, you know, piss is going to show up dirty with the Cowboys. I'm sorry. It just seems to be that way. But right now they are depleted. So all of this pressure falls on this rookie who everyone is – you know, he had 7 tackles in that game last week against Tampa. And the Cowboys, you know, they've been off. They've been off for 10 days. You know, yeah. They haven't played since the opening of the season.
True.
But I don't know. I mean, the Cowboys go 0-2. You live in Dallas. Are we going to have some issues in Dallas?
I believe so. You know, and it's just like any other team, man. And, you know, and we speak on a lot of these guys with the different demons that they battle, you know, on and off field. And people choose to do different things to, you know, to try to, you know, deal with the pains of being beat. It's like being in a car wreck. Some, you know, it's like a guy running at you with that type of speed and hit you and you taking that in week out, man. It's like being in a car wreck. So they know the things that they not supposed to take, man. But a lot of times, man, these guys get to the point to where they just say, I can't deal with the pain and I can do this and try to get past it. And we pray for these guys because it's a job for them. Right. And they want to continue to play. And a lot of – you don't know how many guys go out there and play to please the fans and play through the pain.
Right.
So you have to kind of – it's a thing, like you say, you pray for these guys, man, and you don't know until you we are fans. Let's get that understood. We are fans. We're not the players.
Right.
And for your favorite player to go out on the field and you don't think he performed right, you don't know mentally what he's going through outside of football and what he's going through.
We're seeing that more and more in sports now.
And these guys, man, they go through and work through the pain to try to get these big contracts because as soon as you – it's like having, like they say, you got a wounded horse.
Right.
A lot of people say, well, I know I got a contract coming up.
Right.
And I'm going to play through the pain and don't want to show that sign of I'm hurt because they want to get these big contracts. That's why a lot of these guys hold out to get paid and want this guaranteed money, and you don't know what they putting their body through, man. You just saying, I want to win.
Right.
These guys want to win, too. They got family that's cheering for them. They got bills to pay outside of it. They make way more money than we make, but they have bills to pay, and it's just a high-paying sport that the lifestyle that they live in and the things that they try to take care of, who knows, family members, the neighborhood they came up with trying to give back, and they go out and play with their heart. And a lot of people, when they come up dirty like that, man, it's heartbreaking.
Whew.
Because these guys, addiction, man, is bad. That's why I tell you got addiction and drugs, alcohol, gambling. You know, that's why I tell people, man, don't go out because Mr. Picks gave you something. I'm going on studying, analysis, but I'm not perfect. So don't get mad at me if Mr. Picks lost. You don't, you know, Mr. Picks could warn you of thousands and thousands of dollars. But when Mr. Picks, you know, you lose a game, you say, hey, I ain't going to listen to Mr. Picks no more.
Right, right,
come on, man. It's the same way with these players. They get their heart and they get their all and they study. Somebody's studying. If you feel like you can do better, hey, go out there and play for them or go out there and study to give people better bets. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So, you know.
I got you. Yeah. We both got Tampa Bay in this game, and hey, Cowboys, your defense. Who knows? They might. Dak might put up. I'm thinking about somebody. Dak might just go out and ball out in this game, because it's going to be all on his shoulders, him and Zeke, for this game. All right, we got three more games, and we got about 5 minutes to get them in here. The Tennessee Titans 0-1. They got stunned by the Arizona Cardinals last week, 38-13. They are on the road against the Seattle Seahawks. I'm sorry, Nashville. It's not getting any better for you in week two. Now you got to go up and play Russell Wilson and the Legion of Doom. I got Seattle winning this game.
Is the Legion of Doom still?
Well, I don't know if they still call it that, but they sort of patented it, you know.
Yeah.
So I got Seattle winning this game Sunday against Tennessee.
Okay. Right now, Mean Gene, Seahawks are favored to win by 6 points, with the over and under in this game at 54. If it stands like it is right now before kickoff, I'm going to go with Tennessee. I'm going to take Tennessee to cover.
Okay.
I think Russell Wilson may pull it off.
Okay.
And Tennessee may win it outright, but I think that Tennessee, from my aspect, Tennessee will cover the 6 points. Everybody look at the games last week. You know, it just depends on who come to work.
Okay.
It depends on who come to work. So I'm going to take Tennessee to cover that point spread. And as far as the over and under in that game, Mean Gene, I think that that game will probably – hey, I think it's going to go under. A lot of people think that is – I think that's going to go under 54.
All right, Sunday night's game, Sunday on NBC. After all the action from the day, we got the night game, the nightcap, as they call it, on Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs 1-0 at the Baltimore Ravens 0-1. Ravens pissed they lost that Monday night game against the Las Vegas Raiders. And overtime, 33-27. Kansas City Chiefs, they squeaked by the Cleveland Browns, 33-29. Lamar Jackson versus Patrick Mahomes. I got Kansas City winning.
Hey, right now, Vegas picked Kansas City favorite to win by 4 points at this point, with the over and under at 54.5. I think that this game, Mean Gene, will go over 54.5 with these two teams. But at this point, Mean Gene, with the -4, and they going to Kansas City, I mean going to Baltimore to play.
Right. Uh-huh.
They at home. I'm going to take, oh my goodness, it hurts me to say it. It hurts me to say it.
You want me
right
to say it for
now.
You? You taking the Baltimore Ravens.
I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens.
All right. Okay, so, all right, we got a minute left here, and we are down to the last game here. Aaron Rodgers did not have the best week in week one. He got beat 38-3 by Jameis Winston and the New Orleans Saints. Packers at home. Yeah, they're at home hosting the Detroit Lions. I'm sorry, Lions. Y'all about to get the brakes beat off, y'all. There's no way Aaron Rodgers have back-to-back bad games. So I got the Packers in Monday night's game. Green Bay is going to win over Detroit.
Right now, Green Bay is favored to win by 11 points, with the over and under at 48. I'm going to go and take the under in this game. I don't think it's going to go over 48. I'm not going to say that Aaron Rodgers will lose the game, but I don't think they're going to cover that 11 points.
Okay.
So right. I would take Detroit and take the points.
All right, folks. That's going to wrap it up here. We have went through all of the games for Sunday. And your Monday night game, and all of the games Sunday, your Sunday night game, big time game. So the only big time games that we're going to be watching is the Raiders and the Steelers, of course. But that Sunday night game is definitely going to get our attention. And, I mean, if we just, you know, didn't get enough football on Sunday, we'll watch the Monday night game. Hope you enjoy your weekend and be safe, whatever you do. We'll come back here next week for week three of the NFL Countdown and Analysis. This is Mean Gene, the Sports Machine, with Mr. Picks. You have been listening to the Mean Gene Show on KDWN, 720 AM, 101.5 FM, Las Vegas.